Well, now, let's head into the meat of today's show as I share with you the health hazard of the week. Extinction. Yes, I said extinction. Recently, a petition sent to me from a colleague caused me to think about some of the things we are accustomed to that actually do not do us any harm in terms of our health, and how big money is working quickly to replace them with alternatives that actually damage our health and our futures. The petition was in regard to the landline telephone, which I will discuss in a moment, but let's put our thoughts to other such items. Let's see. We've lost the safe incandescent light bulbs to the new CFLs, you know, those curly white ones that emit electromagnetic frequencies and contain lethal amounts of mercury. Oh, heaven help you if you break one of those. Call hazmat and run. You've now contaminated your home. In fact, later in the show, I'm going to give you the proper protocol to clean up after a broken light bulb, as outlined by the EPA, believe it or not. We're also losing the honeybee population, and while that might not move you to tears, as you most likely dislike bugs as I do, honeybees are necessary to the survival of our food supply. Colony collapse disorder, or CCD, has spread throughout the United States and Europe over the past few years, wiping out 50 to 90% of the colonies of many beekeepers. And no one talks about the potential reasons, such as cell tower frequencies that disturb the bees' ability to find their way back to the hive, or maybe the nasty fallout from chemtrails. And no, they are not vapor trails from jets. They are chemicals being sprayed on you and me, birds and bees, soil and crops. Who needs bees anyway? I guess we can always crunch on some genetically modified corn nuts. Speaking of soil and crops, bye-bye to family farms, especially organic ones, as genetically modified Monsanto seeds are mandatory. News magazines and newspapers are gone. The yellow pages, I imagine the television will be replaced by wireless gizmos. Music CDs, don't need those anymore. Perhaps we can just beam our favorite songs directly into our brains for full enjoyment and the least bit of effort. And then there's business cards. No need for a card, just Google me on the wireless radiation-emitting smartphone that is no doubt jammed in your pocket, irradiating the family jewels, or perhaps stashed in your bra, happily damaging the DNA of your breast tissue. And books? Who needs to hold a book? What a waste of arm energy turning those darn pages. It's exhausting. Libraries? Gone. Post office? See you later. And what about keys? With the smart home, one touch on our wireless radiation-emitting cell phone locks and unlocks our doors with a huge burst of microwave radiation. Oh, and I'm sure there's more, but let me get back to the petition. It's called Keep Landline Telephones. Targeted to none other than Tom Wheeler, chairman of the Federal Communication Commission. Now, this group is called Landline Yes, and they're asking for signatures, and here's what their letter says in part. AT&T has a policy named 2020 that states AT&T will phase out their copper network or legacy systems, commonly known as a landline telephone, in 2020. Seniors, those with electromagnetic frequency disabilities, and those customers recognizing the need for a landline telephone in an emergency power outage want the continuation of the landline network. Especially with the growing number of people who are sensitive to microwave radiation and the growing number of scientists that state that EMF poses a threat to Earth's biological genome and growing epidemic of cancer, the landline telephone must continue. The FCC's proposal to have each purchased cell phone come with an 8 to 24 hour battery so that cell phones can work during a short power outage does not address longer power outages, the safety of cell phones, nor the need for democratic choice. Well, now there's more, but I think that's enough to give you the idea. So why the push to add landlines to the extinction list? Well, AT&T and Verizon answer to Wall Street, which sees enormous profits in wireless and converting landline customers to wireless opens up new revenue opportunities. Copper networks are falling apart in many areas, and the cost to replace them versus the potential revenue earned after those replacements is still not enough to match the profits those companies gouge from customers on the wireless side. So money simply follows money. As I pondered this, I thought not only about the clear and documented by non-telecom industry studies that show how dangerous wireless frequencies are to our health, but also to other concerns. Like, you always know where your landline is. I mean, I don't know anyone who has lost their landline phone or has had it stolen or misplaced. Shoot, I dropped my landline phone in the toilet. All right, who backed the car over my landline phone? Now imagine that a severe storm hits your town, especially if the power is off in the area. It will only be a matter of time before the cell towers lose power and exhaust their backup power sources and shut down as well. Even if the cell towers remain operational, your cell phone battery will eventually run down. And what about an emergency? What if someone breaks into your home or you have a medical emergency? Scramble around to find your cell phone in the dark. Uh-oh, it's out of battery powder. And then, short of calling Ghostbusters, who are you going to call? 911. Well, let me tell you how 911 works. With a landline phone, you can call 911 and drop the phone. You will be located. No need to press send, just dial and drop. The 911 system was designed for landline telephones, transmitting your call and your location instantly over a hardwired connection. Well, let's take a look at what really happens when you call 911 from your cell phone. Today's cell phone system does not automatically send location data when you dial 911. After the call comes in, the dispatcher's computer transmits a digital request to the cell phone network seeking the phone's location. Now, that data exchange can take seconds or even minutes, and sometimes it doesn't return a location at all. The most high-tech 911 centers automate the process, digitally requesting the location every few seconds. If the system can't locate the device, cell phone carrier system will use nearby towers to estimate. Again, these methods sometimes cannot find location information. And even when 911 does receive a location, it's sometimes wrong. Test calls by Gannett journalists working with 911 centers in Denver, Washington, Minneapolis, and Charlotte resulted in calls without location data or with coordinates that were off by hundreds of feet. How's that for healthcare safety? Well, I guess you could always purchase a monthly contract with a medical alert system that works without a home phone line. You know, help, I've fallen, but I can't get up. But that costs around $35 to $45 a month. And sadly, it too emits radiation. And what elderly and frail person needs to be bathed in any more health-damaging radiation? And it's not just me that has concerns about the ill effects associated with the extinction of the landline. Here are a few comments from the petition page. And mind you, I don't know any of these people. Comment number 146. For over 100 years, landline phones have been very reliable. Why put everyone at risk of not having access to outside help in emergencies, being radiated without permission? One size does not fit all, and putting those of us with sensitivities at risk is unacceptable. Your profits are not worth my health. Comment number 135. What is not addressed by the phone company's rationale is the possibility of anyone, young or old, who could have a crippling accident on a floor of their home where there is no cell phone to be had or the cell phone is not within reach. I certainly don't keep my cell phone strapped to me due to the radiation issues. I do, however, have a landline on each floor so that I am able to crawl to pull myself over to the landline. I can at least pull it down to me by the wire. This situation and being able to access a landline like this could make the difference between life and death in some instances. But of course, utilities aren't concerned about emergencies like this. Their only focus is the bottom line. The 2020 bill shows a decided lack of conscience or responsibility for the public welfare. Comment 134. More and more people develop headaches from cell phones and they do increase cancer rates. We need to maintain our landlines. Comment 132, why not get out of the business of taking options away from people? Comment 125, I need my landline. I do not own a cell phone and have opted out of smart meters. I am elderly with a very complex set of health conditions and would undoubtedly find the added stress of EMF exposure harmful. Comment 120. Everything I own is wired because I'm physically affected by the emissions of radiation and cannot have anything wireless. Actually, every living thing is affected by this radiation. They just don't know it yet. But as the wireless systems continue to increase, so will the health issues from people who finally connect the dots. Comment 101. Keep our landlines. During power outages and fires here, landlines are crucial. My cell failed in the big blackout here. Thank God I had a landline. I publish a news site with 150,000 readers. Many I've interviewed had the same problem during fires. We will publish a story on this irresponsible idea of eliminating landlines, which put lives at risk across fire-prone Southern California. Comment 79. With the proliferation of cell phones, thus the proliferation of cell towers, these emissions are not only dangerous to all living things, they are killing many different life forms. Without bees, there will be no food. Get rid of wireless ASAP. Here's an interesting point. Comment 71. Landlines need to be preserved. Wireless technology is making more and more people sick, disabled, and unable to use cell phones because their bodies can no longer tolerate the effects of radio frequencies. No one should be forced to either use a cell phone or do without telephone service. Also, if landlines are not maintained, it will cost a lot more to replace them in the future when most people will have become EMF sensitive and when the loss of phone service during disasters will have caused chaos. The world one day will see the tragic impact of wireless radiation. Comment 45, please don't take away my freedom of choice. I am EMF sensitive and must have a landline in order to have telephone that does not sicken me. And the last, comment 35, during Superstorm Sandy, cell communications were down because the local cell tower lost functionality. Throughout the storm, the old trusty copper line wall phone continued to operate. Keeping a legacy system like this is not only going to provide people with an alternate choice for many reasons, but it will also help to make our communication systems less prone to sabotage, hacking, and other failures, weaknesses that a single wireless or IP system will. So there you have it. Some comments from around the globe that reiterate my concerns exactly. Just because something is possible doesn't mean it makes sense to implement, especially when there are so many valid reasons not to. And if health reasons don't resonate with you, how about the loss of freedom to make decisions for yourself? What is going to be in your best interest? Big money is out there pushing their own agenda. Don't want to be microwaved inside your home and therefore choose to refuse a smart meter? Too bad, no choice. Don't want to be forced to use a wireless cell phone? Too bad, no choice. You know me, I love words. Extinct, of a species, family, or other larger group having no living members. Vanished, lost, died out, no longer existing, wiped out, destroyed, gone. At this rate, it won't just be light bulbs, newspapers, honeybees, and keys. I fear for all of us, the yous and the me's.